Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. We're happy that you thought about us enough to tune in on tonight. And now we want to prepare our hearts and minds for a word of prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hamin. Pardon me, Pastor Sheila Hamin out of Baltimore, Maryland. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, my God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for grace. Oh, God, we ask that you will search our hearts. Be merciful unto us and be compassionate, O Lord, and forgive our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. Oh, my God, wash us and make us clean in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will lay your hand upon us right now while we are praying, Lord Jesus. Stop by, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Give us strength, Lord, and give us power. Oh, Lord God, lift heavy burdens. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy all around us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, cover us under your blood. Let your holy angels be encamped round about us, oh, Lord, for protection. Oh, God, for support, for comfort, for consolation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will look upon those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh God, and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move obstacles out of the way. Move, Lord Jesus, in a mighty, powerful way that souls may be delivered, that souls may come forth confessing their sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, prick somebody's heart right now, God, and cause them to turn from the error of their ways. Lord, please incline your ear and hear our cry. We're down here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, oh God. And we are asking you, Lord, to fix it and to work it out for us, Lord. Move in our behalf, oh Lord. Go before us, my God, and prepare the way, Lord Jesus. Touch hearts of souls everywhere. Lord, my God, the work that you've assigned unto us, we ask for wisdom, knowledge and understanding, oh God, that we may know what it is you require of us. And Lord, yes, we ask that you will lead us and direct us in the way we should go. We don't know what to do, oh God, except you teach us. Lord, we need instruction from you tonight. Please instruct us in the way we should go in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, for healing and for restoration. Lord, those souls who have gone astray, those who have backslidden on you, Lord, help them to return unto you. Help them to make it back, oh God, and to get back on the right track, Lord Jesus. Lord, my God, those who have lost their way, we pray, God, that you will be a light unto them to draw them back to you in the name of Jesus. Please, my God, move right now, Lord. Take away fear. Take away, draw back, my God. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord, and have your way. Let your holy will be done. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. And minister unto our souls. We pray, God, that you will send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word reach every heart, every soul, Lord, and touch in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh, God.
God, with whatever blessing is needed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you'll anoint the speaker tonight. Anoint us, God, to bring forth your word. Oh, Lord, and give strength and power. Let the word come forth in power and in demonstration. Let the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will save souls, that you
yes,
give somebody a mind to stop what they're doing, oh, God, and turn from their ways in the name of Jesus. Break up the stony heart, Lord God. Break it up, Lord Jesus, and cause somebody to come to you, Lord, to accept you as their personal Savior. We know you're able, my God, and we believe you tonight. We are taking you at your word. We ask that you will take control, that you will take full charge, that you will have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing even now. And we ask you, Lord, to remember us in a special way, Lord. Remember all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Give them comfort and comfort, Lord Jesus, and also give them the strength to continue on, Lord. Give them what they need in this time of difficulty. Oh, Lord, please be a help to them as they are in need. Oh, God, you know the pain of the heart. You know the grief that they
endure.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, be merciful and remember Sister White tonight. Oh, God, and the family. We pray, God, that you will be close to the family, that you will uphold them and carry them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, be merciful. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 142nd number of Psalms. Cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk have they cleverly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for thou art stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 142nd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And we want to thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319 6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1:ONE. And added to our prayer list is the bereaved White family. We want to continue to pray for Michael Carr, for Robin, for Steady Lawhorn, for Stephen Allen Sr., for Charles Morris, for Titus Edmonds Sr., for Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, Demetria Blackshearard, and all the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond that she may have, so that she may sing a selection.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity to do something for the Lord.
Yeah.
Sing me, Lord. Sing me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child, save me, Lord, save me, Lord, save me, Lord, I want to be your child, I want to be your child, save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Thank God for the opening scripture. We just thank God for all of you who have tuned in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. And I thank the Lord for being so good and so merciful and just allowing us to have this opportunity. And that song was saying, save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Hallelujah. As the psalmist began to cry out to the Lord and had looked to the right and looked around and did not see any help. No refuge was there. Nobody cared for him. And then cried unto the Lord. Because really in situations, people can help you but so much. But when you're in a place where you don't know anybody, who are you going to look to? Hallelujah. And the enemy is always out and on our track, but we can cry to the Lord and he will be our refuge. So the psalmist began to say to the Lord, attend unto my cry. Hallelujah. For I am brought low and said, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Sometimes we get surrounded by the adversary, by the enemy, the persecutors. all of those accusers. We get surrounded by them, but we can cry to the Lord, and he will hear our cry. We can say, Lord, save me, and he will deliver our souls. He will come and save us out of that situation. Praise the Lord. If you are bogged down in sin, you can be saved. You can be delivered from that situation because he's a mighty God, and he hears and he answers prayer. So I encourage you to look to the Lord, to cry unto the Lord. Don't put your trust in man, but put all your trust in the Lord. Man might want to help you. Man might try, but in some cases, there's nothing man can do. But God will never fail. Hallelujah. God will never let you down, but he'll be there for you. Praise God. I'm just thankful to the Lord once again for his goodness and mercy. I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. And tonight, let us get ready to hear the word of God. Get your Bibles ready and prepare your heart to receive the word of God. Put everything else out of your mind and just think on nobody but the Lord. And just wait to hear the voice of the Lord through the preached word. So at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her and with her as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Thank you, Evangelist Hameen. Thank the Lord for what he is doing. Thank God for how he has blessed already, how the Lord has moved and has manifested himself unto me. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to project the word of God and to do your will. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. We pray that you take control, that you will send your word, send your anointing. Give me strength, touch my body. I pray that you will heal, save, forgive, and deliver, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the word of God in the 40th number of Psalm. That's the 40th number of Psalm, verse 8. Also the 143rd number of Psalm, verse 10. And we're going to begin reading with the 8th verse. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. And over in the 143rd number of Psalm, verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Praise the Lord. These are the words and the Psalms of David. And I believe he had been through a lot of things, and he had to cry unto the Lord. But the thought is, he wanted to do the will of God. And my title tonight is Seeking the Will of God. And my theme, teach me to do your will. Glory to God. I know sometimes we feel like, oh, we're doing the Lord's will and we're doing this and doing that. But there comes a time in our life when we're going to be tested, and we have to be very sure that we are doing the will of God. We have to seek the will of God, search, pray, fast, and ask the Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? I want to be
in your will. And this is what David was doing. He was praying unto the Lord. He cried so many times, and he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And that's what the Lord did by David praying and waiting on the Lord. The Lord inclined his ear unto David and heard his. And then David said, I delight to do thy will. He was delighting himself to do the will of God, not his own will. He had gotten out of God's will at one time, but he had to go back and pray and seek the Lord in order to get back into God's will, what God really wanted him to be and to do. And he began to cry and fast and seek the Lord. And he said, yea, thy law is within my heart. It was in his heart to do what God wanted him to do, to be what God wanted him to be. Is it in your heart? Is it in your mind to want to be and do what the Lord wants you to do in thee? Glory, hallelujah. I'm seeking to please my God. I don't want my will to be done. I realize, oh, flesh, it don't want to die. It doesn't want to adhere to the will of God. Hallelujah. I heard Paul when he said, they are warped in my flesh two spirits. Hallelujah. One of them want to do good, and the other one want to do the wrong thing. But he prayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I know that there dwelleth no good thing in this flesh. Flesh will have you going down the wrong path. But I want to go down God's path. I want to be led of the Spirit of God. I want his will to be done in me. That's why I'm seeking the will of God, whatever it is that you want me to do. Show me the way. Lead me into the path of righteousness. Direct my footsteps that I go in the way that you would have me to go, and not my own will, not my way, and not my self-way, but I want to please the Lord in every way. I don't want my will to be done. My will could lead to death. But if we go and let the Lord lead us, he will lead us into life everlasting. Over in St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, the Lord, let us go back. We're going to go back to the 6th chapter and verse 10. And the Lord began to pray. And he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And sometimes people misquote this scripture. And they said, instead of saying, thy will be done in earth, they say on earth. But the word of God says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I want the will of as it is in heaven, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus began to teach the disciples. He taught them to pray. Glory to God. Maybe you don't know how to pray, but you can read the word of God, and the word of God will teach you how to pray. Teach me, Lord, to do your will and to speak your word. Help me to be in the will of God, not mine own will, not being a men pleaser, not trying to show off before the people, but I want to please God. I want God to get the glory out of my life, not my way, and not my will. I pray sometimes, let my will perish. Hallelujah. I don't want my own way. Glory to God. I want to be in the will of God. The Bible tells us in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter and verse 21, says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The will of my Father, which is in heaven. We have to do the will of God. I know we're living in the last days, and I tell you, people are trying to please men instead of pleasing God. But the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he, the one that doeth the will of God, which is in heaven. Glory to God. If you do his will, not the ones that's hung, Lord, Lord, but if you're doing the will of God, God will work everything out for you. He will prove himself. He will manifest himself to you because you are in the will of God. You have set yourself apart from the world. You have given up the world. You have made up your mind that you're going to seek the Lord for the will of God. You made up your mind that you're going to deny self and self-will. And God, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. The word of God says, except we forsake these things down here, we cannot be his disciples. We've got to follow through with the will of God, with the word of God. And God will work everything out all right. God will make a way out of no way. He will open up that door that seemed to be closed. God will prove himself to you. He will manifest himself to you. He will open up the way. Hallelujah. By you just putting yourself in the way to seek to please God and to do the very will of God. God will work it out for you. Sometimes things go wrong in our lives. Things happen all around us. And sometimes we're right in the midst of it. But God, he will lead you out of it if you follow through with the will of God, allowing God to have his way in your life. And there is some suffering in the way. Glory to God, we have to suffer. But if we follow the will of God, he will work it out. Glory to God. I just thank God today. Oh, my God is able to take us through. I don't care what it is, but we got to seek the will of God. Seek to please God. Let our will perish. Let our will go and search for the will of God. He will teach you what you must do, and he will show you the way that he would have you to go. In St. Matthew 26 and 42, the word of God said he went away the second time. You see, Jesus was about to be crucified, but that old flesh didn't want to go through that suffering. But he went to the garden, hallelujah, and he took the disciples with him. Glory to God. And he asked them to watch with him while he go yonder and pray. And Jesus began to pray because his soul was exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. And he told the disciples, tarry here. Just stay right here and wait and watch with me. Glory to God. And he went on a little further, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, not as I want, but as thy will, glory to God, he began to yield to the will of God. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but as thy will. And you see, it was the will of God that Jesus come into the world and give his life for sinners like you and I. It was the will of God. But that flesh didn't want to suffer. That flesh didn't want to be afflicted. That flesh didn't want to die. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he came unto the disciples, and he found them asleep. And he said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Glory to God. He said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. It get weak, but the spirit, it is willing indeed. Hallelujah. He went again the second time, and he prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Teach me, Lord. Teach me to do your will. Teach me to accept your will, even if it's affliction, even if it's suffering, even if it's giving up the right for the wrong. But teach me, Lord, to do your will. Glory to God. He that doeth the will of my Father, he said the same is my brother and my sister, my mother. Glory to God. I want to stay in the will of God. Let my will, let it perish. Let self die out. It don't want to die, but you got to let it die. Hallelujah. That the will of God may be done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. We have to suffer down here. We have to let God have his way in our life. We have to learn to seek to please the Lord. Seek the will of God and not our own will, because our will and our way will lead us down a road that's not like God. It will lead us in the wrong way. But when we do the will of God, hallelujah, that's pleasing in the sight of God. Not my will, but thy will be done. He went away again, second time, and he prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, he said, thy will be done. Hallelujah. How many of us would say, thy will be done? How many of us right now is saying to the Lord, your will, Lord, not my will? Hallelujah. We must be in the will of God. We must seek the will of God. We must let the Lord help us, Jesus. Help us. the Lord to help us to go through our affliction, to take up our cross and follow him every day. It's not going to be Sunday down here, but test and trials is going to come down here. But we, being the people of God, we must suffer a while. And after we have suffered a while, establish you, settle you, hallelujah, and he'll make us to what he wants us to be. But we got to go through something down here. We got to try to get in the will of God. If we're not in his will, let's seek to get in his will. Let's seek the Lord to find out what his will is for each of us, each individual. Glory to God. There's many gifts, but everybody doesn't have the same gift. There's different administrators of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. But we got to seek our God and find out what it is he wants us to do. Many times we're in the wrong lane. And when you get in the wrong lane, hallelujah, you can cause trouble. You can cause an accident. You can lose out when you're in the wrong lane. But we got to get in God's way, which is the will of God, allowing God to use us in his service, doing what he told us to do, pleasing him, getting in his will, and getting out of self-will, letting yourself die out. Hallelujah. If you have to fast, if you have to pray, if you have to wait on God, get in the will of God. Seek the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will teach you his will. He'll teach you his way. He'll teach you the way he wants you to go. And if you follow through, you will be blessed. Glory to God. The scripture tells us in St. Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 42nd verse, the word says, "Saint Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup. Remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Jesus, he began to pray, and he said, "Father, if on condition, if it be your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, if you don't move it, not my will, but thine be done." That's what we have to do. We have to yield ourselves and give it over to Jesus and let the Lord know that you're willing to go on through it. If he doesn't move it, that you'll still go through it. Hallelujah. Sometimes he won't move it. I'm reminded of Paul the Apostle. He said, "I sought the Lord thrice." Hallelujah. But the Lord, he didn't move. He didn't move that affliction. He didn't move that condition that Paul was dealing with. Hallelujah. But he told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee." You see, God's grace is sufficient for us. It's enough for us. Glory to God. We can go through the test. We can go through. Sometimes the devil will tell you you can't make it. You can't go through. But we can go through if we take God at his word. Do what he said. Hallelujah. And move by faith. God will take you through. Jesus. He'll give you the strength to go through it. Songwriter said, Lord, I need you to move this mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, you don't have to move this mountain, but give me the strength to cry. The Lord, he didn't move Paul's affliction, but he gave him the strength to endure it. He gave him the strength to get through it. He gave Jesus the strength to get through the crucifixion. Yes. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Glory to God, the will of God must be done. This was the purpose that Jesus came into the world, that he would give his life for you and I, that we might be saved. It wasn't easy, but he went on through it. He felt the pain just like you and I. Glory to God. He felt that crown of thorns when they put it on his head. He felt that spear in his side. He felt it when they smote him. Glory to God. And we feel the pain, but God will take us through. If we try to do his will, if we hold out, if we suffer a little while, God will work it out. These things, it's just temporal down here. It's just for a while. So if we can just go on through, if we can endure down here, then everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Glory to God. I'm going to come in, but I tell you, we have to seek to do the will of God. In St. John, the 4th chapter and verse 34, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. Glory to God. And it's the same with every born-again believer in Christ. Glory to God. Our meat is to do the will of him that sent us. He sent us, and he told us, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. But we've got to do the will of God and to finish the work that God has given to every one of us. Maybe your work is not like mine, and mine may not be like yours, but we still have to do the will of God and the work that God has assigned to our own hands. He said in his word, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. He wasn't seeking his own will. You see, you got some that's seeking their own will, doing their own thing, going the way they want to go. But Jesus, he said he's not seeking his own will. He said, but the will of my Father which have sent me. God sent him. And if you are born again and called by God, he sent you. Hallelujah. And you've got to seek to do his will, not our will. We got to let our will go. We got to deny self. We got to seek the will of God. And when we do that, the Lord, we'll work everything out all right. He said in Ephesians, I believe it was Paul, said in Ephesians, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We have to understand what the will of the Lord is. The Lord wants us to walk uprightly before him and to speak the truth in our heart. And if we don't do that, we are out of the will of God. 1 John 2 and 17, the Bible says, going back up to verse 15, the word of God said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Seek the will of God. Say to the Lord, teach me to do your will. As we go into prayer, there may be someone out in radio land who want to seek the will of God. Maybe you thought you were in the will of God, but you realize you're not. And maybe you want to seek the Lord and find out just what his will is for you. It ain't all the time that God is calling you to preach. Some people, that's the first thing come to their mind. The Lord want me to preach. No, the Lord wants you to be saved. You got to get saved first, because preaching without being saved, you're not in the will of God. So maybe it's somebody out there that want to seek the will of God and want to be taught what God's will is. Now's your time. You can come to Jesus on tonight. As we bow our heads and go into a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord. Teach us to do your will. Teach us how to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will show us, O Lord, for we don't know the way, but thou knowest the way, O Lord. Show us, O Lord. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Guide our footsteps, O Lord. Teach us, O Lord, what your will is, O Lord, that we may please you, that we may walk in righteousness. Hallelujah, that we may please you in every way. Help us today, Lord. Touch while we're praying, Lord, and while we're waiting. We need you to move for us. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you to pour out of your spirit, oh Lord. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be found in your will. We want to be found in the word of God, not having our own righteousness, but seeking to please you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us that mind, Lord, to want to deny self. Help us, Jesus, to call upon your name, to draw nigh unto you, Lord. Look on those souls that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Help them to call on the name of Jesus. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved tonight, O Lord. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your faith. Help somebody, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Draw them unto you, Lord. Show them the way, Lord. We know you're able tonight, Lord. Jesus, look on every listener. Touch right now, Lord. You know their situation. You know every condition. You know how to work it out. You know how to fix it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Wash and make every wind whole. Wash away. Help us to pray and seek your face. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Jesus, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, O Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Call somebody to give up the world and let the world go in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to realize that the world is going to pass away and the lust thereof, but your word is going to stand. Glory to God. Help somebody to come to you before it's too late. Help them to find their way to you, Lord. Help them, Lord, to receive your word and to call upon your name. We know thou art a deliverer tonight. We know thou art a healer. We pray that you heal, that you save, that you lift heavy burdens, that you strengthen the weak, that you encourage some soul, that you lift somebody out of despair, that they will look to you and trust in you. In the name of Jesus, have thy own way. Let your will be done. Move by your spirit, O Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Save, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save some soul, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody is tired of living in sin. Lord, we pray that you bring them out, that you take control of their lives, that you save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on all of the bereaved families. Look on Sister White and her family. Comfort their souls. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save the unsaved. Deliver those that are bound. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Break up their stony hearts. Help them to give their lives to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Give your people strength to stand, to go through, to endure their test, to make it to that city. Oh, my God, pray that you look on those Ukrainians right now, oh Lord. Save them. Deliver them out of their troubles. Deliver their souls, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. You can turn it around, Lord. You can straighten it out. You can fix it, oh Lord. Have mercy. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Pray that you look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list. Touch, heal, save, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sameen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, timely, and inspiring message coming through Evangelist May, encouraging us to seek the will of God. It is important that we seek his will. We don't want to go in our own way or do our own thing, because we could lose out with the Lord. And we can ask the Lord to teach us to do his will. I truly enjoyed this message on tonight, and I pray that you have received this word and that you also will apply it to your life. And if you haven't been seeking the will of God, seek the will of God starting right now. Don't wait another minute, but start right now seeking the will of God. And Jesus gave us a great example of being fully committed, doing the will of God. He had a moment where he asked the Lord if it was in his will that that bitter cup could pass, but nevertheless, he conceded, he gave in. He submitted to the will of God. And if not, then your will be done. So we have to do the same thing. We might have in our mind we want to do something different. We want to go a different way. But if it's not in the will of God, we have to learn to relinquish to him, to give him the right of way, and just let his will be done in our lives. I tell you, that word truly came forth in power and in demonstration. It was brought out, amen, in the true, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And everyone needs to hear this word. Doesn't matter what you profess, you ought to seek the will of God. This time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on this broadcast with us, and any other clergy who may also be on the broadcast. You are welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Coming to Evangelist Maybell, saying, seeking the will of God, teach me to do thy will. And like she said, we have to be sure that we're in God's will. It's a very beautiful message. She said, even if it's suffering, if God's will is suffering or affliction, if that's God's will, we ought to ask God to teach me to do his will. I enjoy the message as well. This is what David did. He began to seek the Lord that he might teach him his will. And this is what we must do as well. All right. Thank God for the word. I'm glad to be back under just listening again to the word of God coming through Vanessa Maybell. She really preached tonight, and I enjoyed it. Vanessa Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. Any others at this time? If not, truly, we do thank God for the word of God. The word of God spoke for itself, and we can't add nothing to it. We can't take nothing from it because the word of God is right. Hallelujah, all by itself. Now, I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. And we are thankful. We thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who have tuned in. We thank God. Sister Cheryl, also, for reading that beautiful opening scripture. Praise the Lord. Maybe she has something she would like to say.
Amen. I just want to say, teach me, Lord, to do your will. I thank the Lord for that message coming through Evangelist May on tonight, asking us to ask the Lord to teach us to do his will, not our will, but his will.
Amen.
I enjoyed the word tonight, Randy, going preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God.
Sister Rhoda.
All things. God bless. Somebody else?
I believe not, Sister Rhoda was on the line.
Okay. Go ahead, Sister Rhoda.
She was on. I don't know whether she was able to get back on, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if she might be able to dial back in or chime back in. In the meantime, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, then.
Praise the Lord. Just thank God for the word of God. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me. And we are looking forward to being here at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which will be a grand opening on Sunday at 12 p.m., April the 3rd. And we're looking forward to having a great time. And we have a guest speaker, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, if it's the Lord's will. And we are inviting you to come on out and worship with us. And let's go in prayer together. Glory to God. It's praying time, church. Yes. It's praying time. It's time for a whole lot of talking and this and that, whole lot of programs and stuff going on. It's time to pray. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord be our help, we're looking to go in prayer. Put down some prayer. So we invite you to come out and be with us, Lord's will. We intend to be back here again Sunday night, Lord's will, on the broadcast. You can tune in
And I thank God for all who are on the line tonight. And if that's all, that's it. This brings the broadcast to a close. And I say good night.